Hello everybody, my name is Alberto Lara and this is Opulent Podcasts. I don't know when the last time I did a podcast was. I think it was sometime in September. And thing is, I've been thinking about this being my last podcast. I'm kind of tired of paying for this thing through a third party. So I think I'm going to move my platform to YouTube, where I will show videos about, I don't know, how I cook. Lately I've got into cooking, and anyway, but that's still to come on YouTube. This guy came up to me and he told me, dude, I know this guy, okay, so it wasn't just some random dude. He comes up and he's like, bro, I just listened to your podcast, man, and I liked it. When's the next one coming out? You know, you need to put out another one. I'll listen to it. All right, I will, you know, I'll do it. Anyway, so here we are. The thing is, that guy told me that, like, I think 6 weeks ago. And I just, I do it on my own time, all right? Just like I tell my boss, you know, hey, if I said I'd do it, I'll do it, okay? You don't have to remind me every 6 months. But anyway, yes, so this will be my last podcast on here. I just think that I'm pretty much giving up on everything. Comedy, podcasting, public speaking, all sorts of stuff like that. I had to make a choice, you know, that's why I kind of stopped doing stand-up comedy, and it was very painful. I went through a lot of stages of grief, and I felt like it was a relationship that was not done yet. But there's a choice in the matter, because, to this day, and at the time, comedy was not paying my bills, and I was staying out later and later, and I was getting to work more and more tired, and I started getting to work late the next days after comedy, and it just kind of, you know, started weighing down on me, because I'm not in my 30s anymore, so, you know, lack of sleep is really essential, right? That's a good sign. That still says that I have energy, because I've noticed that old people really don't sleep. They wake up like at 4 in the morning. They go to bed at 8, I guess, really early, but as far as I see old people, they never sleep. It's like, you guys, well, I guess they're just waiting for the, you know, for the endless nap, right? Ouch! I know, that was harsh. Poor old people. Jesus. Hey, it's better to get old than not. You know, how many young people have not had the privilege of getting old? So, don't fuss if you're getting old. Be grateful. So I came to the realization in my life and this point where I have finally realized where I want to be and who I want to be. And throughout these years, the last, I'm going to say 8 years, has been really a sort of a pride swallowing time. And I set some goals back then. One of them was that I wanted to spend more time with my children. Another one was that I wanted to get out of debt. Another one was that I wanted to buy a house. I wanted to do better in work, at work. And besides, you know, getting along with my children, spending more time with them, I also wanted to, you know, attend my personal life with the woman that I share my life with as well. And the fifth one was you know, I was turning 40. I did not want to be overweight or out of shape, and so I wanted to get back in shape. And I didn't think it would take me 8 years. I think it would have taken me probably 20 years. But it took me less than 10. And throughout that time, I think the most influential time of my life was when I did stand-up comedy. I got to meet so many incredible people doing stand-up comedy that it has just opened my eyes as to who I am. And I've developed a friendship with these guys that I know will always be there. No matter how long it's been, I can just show up to a place and bam, it's like we never skipped a beat. I did develop some favorites in my comedic family, and oh, I can already hear your thoughts. You know, who is it? Whose name is it going to call out? Even if you don't know them, it's like, oh, what a position to be in. Now you're going to call a favorite of all the myriad of names and greatness individuals that are performing. I'm going to have a favorite, and they're all mentors to me, but one in particular just, I don't know. He won me over, man, and that's Jerry Carnes, El Malcriado. Outstanding El Paso comedian. He is one of the biggest hearts ever, and honesty as well. He's not my only mentor. I had many other mentors among the comedy scene, but Jerry Carnes gave my first shot, and he, you know, started giving me the first advice and things like that. It was, I don't know, man. They all took me under their wings and told me what to do, what not to do. But Jerry Carnes, you know, was the one that pretty much, you know, gave me my first shot on stage. After he asked me, how many minutes do you got? I was like, 15. I was like, okay, let's see it. I wasn't up there 30 seconds before I froze. Beyond Jerry Carnes, some of the other great people that I met, The Wolf, Iggy Samaniego, Otis Hicks, Zeke Carter, oh man, Jacob Esparza, Adam Dominguez, Jib Saad, man, just so many people. Nico Ajemian, my big brother in comedy, Jesus. I mean, all these guys are just amazingly talented, and they've grown to be so funny as well. I always feel at home with them, you know, even though I don't see them anymore because I don't go out and do comedy, but man, I still stay in touch with them, and I tell you what, comedy has been the best time of my life. I've said it before, and these guys just made it all possible. And man, Sam Butler is also one of the guys that gave me shots outside of El Paso here and there, you know, Las Cruces and Ruidoso. And in the Mount Gods, just a bunch of people that just, off the top of my head, I should have written a list. There's a bunch of them. Facebook's got all my favorite people. But, man, these guys just really took me in like a brother, and I really, really love them for that. But, you know, shoot, I'm still going to enjoy the comedy, and if I ever can support them, I will. But for now, I think it's time to move on to other areas, that other goals that I've set for myself, more like you know, establishing the next half of my life. But comedy was definitely the thing that saved me, because I've always been a monster. I've always been an ogre. Ask my kids and my ex-wife. She'll vouch for that. And now even the people closest to me know that, Jesus, I can be evil sometimes. And I think stand-up comedy allowed me to look inside myself and see who I really was, where all this anger, madness, and a lot of it was from lack of sleep, which is why I had to really make a choice. My work started suffering, and not suffering, but I started lagging a little bit. I'd show up to meetings, I'd be just tired, I couldn't stay awake, at home I'd be angry because lack of sleep, and I had to make a choice. So after I've already talked to you about why, who, what, where, when, and how, the next thing I want to say is just, we're in daylight savings time, you know? And I don't know if you've noticed, but daylight savings time and daylight standard time have the same abbreviation. DST. Daylight saving time. I'm assuming daylight. I think a daylight savings time is the fall time, right? Daylight standard time is a spring time. It always freaks me out when they change it. I mean, I don't know if it's 8 or 9. You know, should I eat, have dinner, or just go straight to bed? Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Don't take a leak. Just go to bed. I don't know. 8 or 9, it takes a few days, you know, like every new year, right? It takes a few days, for me a few months, to actually get used to writing the actual year. I always write the previous year. Every time, man, it just makes me mad. But I learned, it takes practice, and everything takes practice. This daylight savings time is nothing, you know, I don't know if it's 9 or 8, or, you know, like Celsius and Fahrenheit. I mean, you know, 0 degrees, 32 degrees, man, when I see like 30 degrees Celsius outside, or 37 or whatever, I don't know if I should wear a coat or come out in shorts and a six pack. You know, I don't know what to do. It freaks me out. It takes me a little while to get used to it. That's the thing. Everything takes practice, you know, and, nothing we ever do at first is ever going to be good. There's an old saying that says, you don't have to be great to start doing something, but you do have to start if you want to be great. I know it's cliche, I know. You know, but I love quotes, I love sayings, I love maxims. Heck, even going to church takes practice. I remember I didn't even want to go to church. But this beautiful hot chick of mine just convinced me to. I tell her that, and she always like shies away. Not even, she always thinks I'm stupid or joking, you know, but I tell her that if I had a ticket to heaven and she didn't, that I would just throw my ticket to heaven away because I feel she's my heaven. You know, don't get me wrong, she's not perfect either. Okay, her and I have title bouts that you wouldn't believe. But man, that makeup session, boy, whew. That's worth getting in another fight afterwards, you know? It's like, yeah! So anyway, I would follow her anywhere. So, you know, I followed her to church, and I was very skeptical. You know, I was saying, look, I'm divorced, you're divorced. It's like, dude, we're going to be sinning every day just by hanging out with each other and, you know, being together. It's like we're sinning every day. And it's like, why even go to church? And they just told me, are you God? Are you God? Part of me want to say yes. You know, because whenever her and I are together, you know, I feel like she's calm, but anyway, that's a dirty joke for all you clean people out there. So I'm at church, right? And she was telling me that, you know, God can forgive any sin. No sin is beyond God's control or God's forgiveness. And you don't have to know how or why he forgave you. You just have to know that he can forgive the sin. And then, you know, I started reading up on it. I was like, yeah, what does she know? And I started going to church, reading up on it. I said, yeah, you know what? Why not? You know, it's a good group of people. The message is good, right? Even if one doesn't believe in God, the first three commandments, yeah. But the other, you know, it says just don't be mean. Be a good man. Be a good person. I mean, there's no sin too great for God to forgive. Damn, that came out nice. Did I just say that on the fly? There's no sin too great for that God can't. No, Jesus, man, that came out really good. And so after a while, though, it took time. Because when I first started going to church, I really, man, all I was doing there is either sleeping or doing God's work. You know, I was just looking around and judging everybody. You know, just going, she's a whore. That guy's a liar. Damn pedophile. I mean, I was constantly. Oh, I got a call from my lady. All right, here we go. Here we go. You're going to hear it. Hi, sweetheart. Can you hear me? Babe, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm good, Tony. I am definitely ready for bed.
Great. That's awesome.
There you go.
I'm kind of doing a podcast. My last one.
Oh, my
one.
God. Great. Oh, okay.
My last one. Can you believe that?
Oh. Are you melancholy about it?
What's that, babe?
Are you melancholy about it?
No. I'm kind of happy about it. I don't have to deal with them, and I'm just going to deal with them. Like, if how selfish does that sound? Huh? Jesus. Nah, the thing is that I've moved on to goals that I have in mind that don't entail the podcast, basically.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetie.
Anyway, but...
I will let you do that then. I will not see you tomorrow morning, okay?
Yeah, so yeah. I got big customers tomorrow.
Okay. So I guess I'll talk to you at work, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely, babe.
Okay, sweetie. Have a good night, okay?
All right, you too. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you, sweetie.
Okay. Bye, gorgeous. All right, I know that sounded all nice and suave and, oh, you know, goo-goo mushy stuff, but believe me, when her and I disagree, we don't disagree on much, not on much, just on certain little things that I do or she does that annoy each other, and it's only like, it's not even a handful, it's only a couple, but man, we piss each other off and... Wow, those are title bouts, man. But I don't know. Just those makeup sessions. It just you saw that. That was after a makeup session. How beautiful was that, huh? Anyway, but like I said, you know, my work, I was lagging a little behind, and it took me a little while to catch up and establish things again. But I'm grateful that I did, and so. And the thing is, you heard I have some customers tomorrow. That it's a big thing, and I've just been blessed with a lot of things. And that's the thing. I had to make a choice between my stand-up comedy and my podcasting career. That I can't attend either one because basically the job that I have, I do love, and I love what I do. I love who I meet, and it's just, but it's work. You know, every time somebody tells me to do something. It's like, the first thing I do is dig my heels in completely. Like when my friend told me 6 weeks ago or something, hey, you got to do another podcast. I was like, yeah, all right, I'll do it. Anyway, I don't know when that was. It's like, wow, barely doing it now. But that's the thing, man. Anything anybody wants to try, it takes practice. Whatever it is, whether it's swimming, basketball, weightlifting, losing weight, saving money. It everything good takes practice. I didn't finish telling you my story at church because I was rudely interrupted, but anyway, just listen, you didn't learn how to walk. You didn't know how to walk, and now we walk everywhere. We're walkers. Look at us. We'll walk in our sleep, even, some of us. And that's the thing. Just everything takes a little practice. I know it's cliche, but easier said than done. And then the next thing that's important in achieving things is knowing how to do them. Knowing what the process entails. What events have to undergo for this goal to develop. There's this process to everything. Nothing just happens. Like when some guys tell me, yeah, I was out of the bar, I met this girl, and then I took her back to my place and I scored. I was like, whoa, those are a lot of milestones, a lot of like different steps with detail in between. First of all, how did you convince her that you're not a thug? That you're a good guy. I mean, you have to establish comfort and then attraction and then the seduction. You did all that in 30 minutes. Wow. There's a process to everything. When people tell you, yeah, I quit my job, started my own business. It's like, did it happen overnight? How did that happen? Certainly there's planning and setbacks and sacrifices. But that's the thing that nobody really tells us how to do it. They just tell us what we need to do. You need to lose weight. You need to save money. You need to get out of debt. You need to be a better person. You need to be happy. You need to lose weight. It's like, how do I do all those? I want to be all that. I want to do all that. But how do I do it? And I've gone over this before. It's just the how. Because once you know how, it's all about really having the resources. And if you do have the resources and you know how, there's nothing stopping you but you. Because anytime that there's a goal in life, the only one that can stop you is yourself. And I don't know what your name is, but my name is Al. I remember one of my coaches in high school would always tell me, only Albert can make Albert better. Only Al can make Al better. I never believed him. Same guy that told me that fitness is 80% diet, 20% exercise. Look, get out of here. 20% exercise, get out of here. Lo and behold, it is. It's true. Only you can make yourself better. So in everything you do, just go head first into it, man. There are no regrets. Whatever was meant to be will be, and whatever isn't will not. There's a verse in the Bible that says, or reads, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory lies with the Lord. And I don't mean to get all, you know, Bible thumping on you or anything, but there's certain wisdom there to be learned that Bruce Lee said it too. You should not worry about victory nor defeat. That's already been decided. You should just worry about performing the art. To me, that almost meant like, who cares who's watching or not? Because victory doesn't mean that you kill the other guy. Victory means that you may please the person that you're trying to please or attract attention, whatever it is you're doing things for, but basically, what that means to me is like, hey, don't worry about it if anybody's watching or not. Or the person who you want to impress is watching. Do it because you love it. Which is why I started doing this podcast. Granted, I would love to have an audience and people complimenting me on it and getting money off of it, of course. But ultimately, It soothes me. Or soothed me. I used to do one every week, but as I've set different goals, it entails different means, different activities. Alienating myself, did I say that right? From the previous part of my life to the next one. But I just want to say that stand-up comedy and podcasting have been a great tool for me to realize what lies within my inner self. And I only wish that everybody could reach that point of realization, because only then can we improve ourselves, when we can see the faults within us. Because as I've read, faults are like potholes on the ground. And through every fault that you have is a pothole, and as you're driving down the road, you're going to be hitting that and damaging your car. But every time we fix our faults or fix our mistakes, then we cover up those potholes and we learn so that we don't make the same mistakes or have the same faults. So we pretty much make the roads of our life smoother. But to do that, we have to accept that we're not perfect. One great way to do that is just to ask ourselves, well, am I perfect? And initially, I know the answer is yes. That was my answer. But after thinking about it, I said, well, I guess I do make mistakes sometimes. I am capable of making a mistake. I guess I am human. After that, it's allowing myself to make mistakes, but not in a malicious way, but in the way to success. Because it's like, every fault that you correct, so will every mistake that you correct going up a business ladder. You don't make the same mistake twice to be successful. And as you reach your goals, also realize that once you reach what you're worth, stop asking for more. Because once one realizes who they are, they won't need anything else. And I feel that so many people are insecure about themselves that they need to fill a void by buying the latest and greatest, the best thing, keeping up with the Joneses. When instead of buying the brand new pair of jeans, wear the old ones a little longer. Appreciate what one has is the second most fundamental form of happiness. There's an old saying that success is getting what you want, but happiness is liking what you have or what you get. We all have a limit. We all need to develop an equilibrium with what we need and what we want. And after we acquire, we find out who we are, then only then can we really say what enough is enough. But to do that, I'm sorry, until one does that, they probably will just keep buying more and more and more and more to fill that endless void that never gets filled. Upon realization of who we are, then we can start taking control of what we want to be. Do I want to be out of debt? Do I want to have a house? Do I want to have a job? Do I want to be in shape? What do I want to do in life? What do I love to do? So anyway, I've realized the goals that I wanted. I have new other ones, and I'm about to go get them. And for everyone that has carried me on their shoulders, showed me the way, showed me how to be a better individual, you guys just saved a soul. I've had a lot of them. A lot of them. From my, say, my mom all the way to my most endearing comedic friend. That whole spectrum is filled with people that have just helped me, advised me, and or done something that I've followed by example. And it's just been, I've just been blessed with having the right people around me. God has never really blessed me with, like, abundance of money or hair. But he has blessed me with great people around me that have saved my life. So I'm truly grateful. But like a bird in its nest, I got to get out and fly. You know, I got other goals. I got other things to see. People to do. Just kidding. One person to do. Saw a meme on Facebook. My to-do list, and it has my significant other's name. Well, it did, like, you know, it had their significant other's name. So that's what I told my better half. So what do you need to do today? Anyway. So with that said, I'll be, canceling my podcast on Podomatic and heading over to YouTube, setting up that YouTube channel with things that I've realized how to do that are simple, because I am a lazy kind of guy. I don't believe in hard work, and I try to find the most simplest way to do something. I don't call that laziness. I call that efficiency. People at work always tell me, why don't you go for a raise? Why don't you go for a promotion? And I don't need it. I don't need it. The more money I get, the more I'm going to spend. No, if I can't live within my means, you know, I shouldn't even have it. No, it's not the amount of money I get. I need to have that mentality. I need to be able to live within a certain amount of means and adjust to it. And that's the thing. I wanted to tell you guys, so one of the most fundamental ways to be happy is obeying the laws of nature. Doing what's right. One of the laws of nature is actually, you know, eating healthy. I mean, nature grows these veggies and fruits, all this produce, and that are like negative calories. That means you can eat as much of it as you can, and it'll wash off like Teflon, but it'll provide the nutrients and minerals and vitamins and all that crap that our body likes. And one will feel happier. That's the thing. We're too much into that processed stuff and commercial stuff and all that consumerism. Let it go. Disconnect. Walk away. Go take a walk. Breathe the air outside and see the sunset, see the horizon, see the mountains. See the cars passing by, especially at night on a path, walking path where it's predominantly dark, and you see these cars passing by. They look like falling stars, almost meteors just passing by. They look cool. It's relaxing. It's healthy. Your mind takes a break from all that junk by the news. Get a gym membership. Oh, Jesus. You know, get a loan. Buy a car. Buy the latest gadgets. It's like, I'm tired of all those I things, you know. I this, I that. Disconnect from all that. Disconnect from the news. Most of the news is just there as propaganda to control your fears, to control our fears, not just yours, our fears all this violence. Yeah, it's horrible, horrible things, but it's just one thing after another. And I don't know if people would just downshift a little bit, simplify. A wise man said, I think his name was Confucius. What were they? Like poets? Wise men? Wise guys? There's a difference between wise men and wise guys. But all these wise guys, you know, like Confucius. It's like that sounds like a paradox. How could you be a wise guy, a wise man, with a name like Confucius? Or Hippocrates. Shut up, hypocrite. I mean, Hippocrates. It's just crazy. I don't... but yeah, they knew life. They're great philosophers. Socrates. Aristotle. Oh, was that other guy? The one that says Eureka, Eureka. Archimedes? No, that was a cartoon character. I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway, Confucius said, a simple life is not so much an impoverished life, but a fulfilling life. And I think the purpose of that is basically says, the less you need in life to be happy, the less you'll need to buy. And I don't know, I guess simplicity. It's cliche, we've all heard it. Simple is better. I don't know. But it's true. Other than that, guys, gosh, it's just hard to just say goodbye. Never say goodbye. You and me and my old friends, hoping it would never end. Say goodbye. Who the hell sings that song? Is that Bon Jovi? I don't know. It's just one of those things. Anyway, guys, I gotta go to bed soon, and you guys have to go to do whatever you do, but thank you to everyone that has supported me. Thank you to everyone that has been my friend. God, my friend the Wolf, you know, he called me like, I don't know, what was it, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, maybe. Jesus, I told him I'd call him back, and I still haven't. Maybe I'll call him tomorrow. I don't know, man. But check out the Wolf. He's one of my best mentors. I always felt like he was like a coach on the sideline when I'd be wrestling, telling me, advising me what to do. And just as I'm going through my act, the Wolf would, like, motion to me, you know, more energy, less energy, calm it down, you know, bring it out, you know, yell, you know. And it's like, I would see him, and, you know, great coach on the side there. One of the things I love about the Wolf is that he doesn't judge me. He doesn't give a shit, really. My first word, my first bad word of the podcast since I don't know how long. Damn it. I don't know if that's a bad word or not, but I'll try to refrain from it. But what are you going to do? You know, it's the last podcast. Who gives a shit, right? Anyway, it's been a great time. And if there's one thing I've always tried to do is just try to positively influence people, even though I sometimes have the worst thoughts, not of people, just what to do to them. And it's just, like I tell you, I've just been a monster. I've never learned how to control it up until I started doing stand-up comedy. I almost went like suicide, like depressed, angry, depressed, suicidal, and doing stand-up comedy. That's how low I went. And all my fellow comedians will know that. And anyway, check out The Wolf. One of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. One of my favorite ones, my idols of all times, which is the reason why I'm doing this, why I ever did podcasting, why I ever did stand-up comedy, and who I still want to meet with. It's this thing inside me. I want to be like him. I want to be me. I want to be him. I don't know what I'm... You know that song? It says... Sometimes I wish, sometimes I dream that he is me. You got to see that's how I want to be. Bum, ba, bum, bum, bum. I wish I'd groove. I wish I'd move like Bill Burr. I want to be like Bill Burr. Oh, man, I feel so stupid. I really wish this stand-up comedy thing would have worked out. I was... greatest experience of my life besides sex, and it's just been incredible. And man, Bill Burr has been my idol, is my idol. I swear to God, if I ever meet that guy, I'm gonna hug him, because his philosophies are what got me back on my feet and showed me how to believe. And I don't know, he claims to be just a stand-up comic, but I wouldn't doubt if he has some kind of psychological degree, psychology degree, maybe psychiatrist, I don't know. But I definitely recommend anybody listening to Bill Burr, I mean, anybody that has not listened to Bill Burr, to check him out. He's right on point with everything when it comes to life, and a lot of it, it's self-reflection, you know, just... owning up to our mistakes, being able to be accountable for what we are. And that's really the third step in happiness, achieving happiness. You know, besides having health and appreciating what we got, the next one is accountability. Man, and I learned that so much through Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast. I'm so happy that he made the Just Catching Up With You podcast, checking up on you. I'm just checking up on you podcast on Thursdays. The guy's great, man. He's like the Michael Jordan of comedy. And for a while there, I almost thought that he was stealing my topics, because some of the stuff that I was joking around about on my podcast, and I try on stage, like later on, you know, I would listen to his podcast and he'd say a lot of the same things that were parallel to mine. And I was like, man, are you like this Carlos Mencia guy? Mencias or Macias? I really don't give a shit, you know. I never liked Carlos Mencias. Mencias, I don't know. But I did hear Carlos Mencias one time just do a set in Kansas City. And I was over there for a job, but I actually got to do the Kansas City Improv Theater there. Damn, that was so fun. That was so fun. God, I did 10 minutes at the Kansas City Improv Theater, and I was probably like the fourth guy around there, and I just noticed that time, it was an open mic, but the thing is that you had to be requested by the crowd, or brought a bunch of people with you to get on stage, and I didn't have anybody. I was on a business trip. I just showed up and I begged the guy, and I paid them to let me be up there. Just kidding. I did pay them. I offered them $5, and the guy's like, "All right, fuck it, get up there." And so I got up there. And I did my 10 minutes, and I actually made the crowd laugh. Like, really good, too, man. I loved it. And afterwards, I got off the stage, and the guy who, you know, the one who's running the venue, he came up to me, and he gave me my $5 back. And they gave me another $2 or something, and he said, "Buy yourself a beer with that." That was the best feeling in the world. At the Improv Theater. I mean, I have pictures of it and everything. Well, not everything. I recorded it and I downloaded it onto this stupid passport, like memory storage device, and the damn thing took a shit on me and I can't access it. I have all my videos from where my kids are young babies to I'm doing stand-up comedy, and it's like, oh God, you know, it's like, why God, why? And I don't know, man, it's just, that's the story of my life, man. And that's like a sign, I feel like, for me to, hey, let that go and go do this other stuff you gotta do. And the thing is that I'm healthy, my loved ones are healthy, I have the woman of my dreams, I love my job, even though I'm probably the lowest paid one there, but I'm definitely the happiest, and it's just been an amazing ride. I have the friends that I have, they're never gonna go away, and it's like, all right, let's move on. We all have goals, right? We all have goals. I just kind of feel redundancy is not my ideal. And that doesn't go for relationships or my children, spending time with my children, but or work. But I mean, like, in things that I want to try in life. And I really wish this comedy thing would have worked out. But the thing is that it's also taught me a great lesson about me. Are you kidding me? What wouldn't I give to perform with Bill Burr or at Bill Burr's level? Are you kidding me? I would love that. That'd be like the greatest gift in the world, to perform with that guy, to actually talk to him, to meet him. I'm going to hug the shit out of him when I see him, if I ever meet him. Jesus. I got to meet him. I can't just see him and then tackle him. I probably want to, but probably start crying like a fifth grade girl, you know? Oh my God, Bill. Oh my God, Bill. Oh my God. Oh my God. 47-year-old man screaming like a girl for some other dude. Some crazy crap. But anyway, I wish that would have worked out, you know? I think it still can. I'm not ruling out. I just need to get some other stuff straight. And that's the thing. I had to progress in comedy. I really had to put more work in than I wanted to. I did not want to put all that other work in of traveling on my own dime, you know, sleeping cars. I mean, that's a young man's sport. That's not an old man's sport. I'm an old man who's got a family and has got a job, and I, you know, I'm very grateful for all that. I can't just break off and do it. If I didn't have anything, if I lose everything in my life at one point, stand-up comedy, man, that's my way. I'm going to see that as that I graduated finally to become a comedian. But until then, you know, I'm very grateful for all the people I've met and for everybody that's helped me out. And so I bid you guys good luck with everything and in everything that you do. Don't expect anything. Lower your expectations. In fact, that's the fourth lesson in being happy, is lowering your expectations. Not of yourself, but of the situation. Just because you do something doesn't mean that somebody else is going to appreciate it. Don't expect anybody to appreciate what you do. If you do something, do it because that's who you are. That's what you want to be. And all I hope is that you want to be a good individual, that you want to be compassionate towards others, that you want to be considerate, that you want to be polite, that you want to put other people's well-being, of course, once yours is set in. But I'm talking about that's different. I'm talking about taking turns. Take turns. Be nice. Be accountable. If somebody thinks poorly of you, don't be hasty and think poorly of them. On the contrary, just try to understand why. How do they see you? Would you see yourself the same way if you could see yourself through their eyes? Because nobody's perfect. We're all human. And sometimes we say things that we don't mean. And we mean things that we don't say. Or do things that we don't say. We don't mean. Anyway. God damn it. So guys, just remember, always remember that shit, what was I going to say? Yes, live by two rules, okay? As long as you're not hurting anybody or costing anybody money, then go do whatever it is you want. Go pursue your dream. Pursue your happiness. Even our greatest forefathers said that in the Bill of Rights, that all men are created equal, blah, 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 and the right to, what is it, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Not necessarily that you'll achieve it, but hey, go look for it, because that's really where happiness lies, in the pursuit of it. Once you achieve the goal, you've done it, you've conquered it, yeah, what the, yeah. Oh, there's another quote that goes, in order to conquer something, you must first submit to it. Great quote, I think, and what it meant to me was that if I ever wanted to learn something or get good at something, I would have to practice. I would have to study it. I would have to learn it. I would have to dedicate my time. I would have to submit myself to it before I can conquer it. So, take that with a grain of salt, okay, at face value. I'm nobody. I love it. I'm happy, and I just wish you the same happiness, and I try to share the knowledge and the progress. If I tell you that I've done something, I tell you how to do something, that's how I did it, that's how I've accomplished it, and it's just been a great trip so far. So, coming up with the holidays, now that it's November, Thanksgiving's on its way. I wish you all happy holidays. Forget about those marketing pricks. Okay, tell them to go fuck themselves. Forget the marketing schemes. You want something valuable? Tell your loved ones to take a picture and put their picture on the shelf. On the shelf. Tell those marketing pricks to go fuck themselves. Don't fall into their trap. You don't need a gym membership. You don't need to go spend money to be happy. Disconnect from that. Look within yourself. Look at what's wrong with you first. Go do that. You do that. And if you can't think of anything, truly, it is highly effective to ask a friend who's going to be honest with you. A parent. Usually parents don't give a shit what you think. It's not like you're going to stop being their child, right? Tell them what they think of you. The bad things. You're a procrastinator. You're lazy. You're ugly. Hopefully they don't say that. You're just ugly. That's why nobody wants to be around you. But look at your inner faults, your personality traits that can, that's what I'm saying. If somebody doesn't like you, try to understand why. Do they see you as a jerk? Do they see you as a person who's too belligerent, who's too obnoxious, who's too loud, who just is a know-it-all? I mean, we all say stuff that comes out different to somebody else. But I wish you the same kind of happiness. So, and in doing that, you'd have to go on a journey, you know, looking at what's inside you and going for what you really love, your true passion, is a journey. And it definitely will introduce you to so many people that you never thought you'd meet, including yourself. Actually, that would be like exclusively yourself. So do what's right. Behavior, you can't be good. You know that Whether you're poor or you're rich, $5. It's always good to have $5. Right? Know that in this holiday season, that as long as we and our loved ones are home safe and healthy, then we're already abundantly wealthy. What other more knowledge can I give you guys? Such philosophical bullshit. But believe me, it works. It really does. Go to church. It's a nice group. It's a good message. You don't have to believe in God to go and relax. It's a peaceful atmosphere. On some occasions, not like that shooting that just occurred, you know, in some church. But they were Baptist or something. I don't know what that... That's horrible. Just kidding. I don't know. Find a church. You know, you don't have to volunteer or give... You know, just go in there, sit down, take a nap. It's relaxing. At first, you feel like everybody's watching at you. Like, you're judging everybody for sure. But after, like, 2 or 3 weeks, you just go in there, you sit down. You listen to what bullshit the guy has to say. You agree with it or not. Fuck it. You know, you're the one going to hell, not him. Or he's the one going to hell, not you. Whatever. You know, but, yeah, church is full of hypocrites, man. All right? Don't worry. One more will not hurt. Okay? So, take that to the bank. Be good. Shit. Stay healthy. It's not that hard. Go for a walk. Eat a bunch of veggies. Literally, eat veggies and produce. You for a limited time, for just to take control of your weight, just to see if you lose 10 pounds, just to see if you lose a little weight. At least try it that way. Save some money. Stop buying all that crap that you don't need. In the spirit of the holidays, have a great Thanksgiving, and hope you and your loved ones are home, safe and healthy. And that, don't take shit from anybody. Don't give anybody shit either. And God bless. And goodbye. Good riddance. Later, guys. I'm Alberto Lara, and this is Opulent Podcasts, signing out. Goodbye.